I'm trying to live my life on mission. I heard you talking to the other guy that was in here before me just about living your life on mission, and that's really what it's all about. Jesus, how are you going to use me? From even I think of, there used to be Chinese students that come to Vero Beach to go to flight school. Well, our church started it going over there and inviting them to Thanksgiving dinner at an American family's home. And the relationships that were built through these 60-some Chinese students come into American homes. And then after that, I used to have them at my house maybe every other weekend, a group of them, and they'd cook Chinese food for us. And, they would experience America and they would experience Jesus. We'd bring them to church Christmas Eve and do all our family traditions with a group of, 15 or 20 Chinese students. And those are some pretty special times that didn't even involve, leaving the States. Just involved being mission-minded where you're at. What people is God bringing into your sphere of influence right where you're at?
Right.
Even the idea of going on a cruise. Many of your listeners probably go on cruises. That's a mission field. You've got people from hundreds of countries there on that cruise ship that you can show them a little bit of kindness, a little bit of love, give them a little, gospel track or something. You never know what that's going
Right.
to do.
Yes. Yes. And of course, I also realize you have brought in a young man from Spain as another way of not only blessing someone, but also bringing them into your home and sharing your faith. And I think that's wonderful. Now, what has that experience been like?
That's been incredible. Yeah, he's an international foreign exchange student. We've done it a couple times, but this one is a whole year-long experience. And this man is, God has just prepared him, just everything about it. I asked him about a month ago. I said, "Why do you think, God brought you to America?" He said, "So I could know the truth." He's been coming to church and every time the doors open, he wants to go to business meetings and he just wants to experience everything Jesus has.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, I've had a chance to meet him. I'm a guest on your property in one of your Airbnb properties, and I think what you're saying is we're called to live a life on purpose and on mission. And I think what Jesus called is the Great Commission is just what we're talking about here, how we can go into all the world, not only our local world, our neighborhoods, our families, but also into all the world. And that's why when I spoke with you yesterday, I am curious because I see this as something that the Lord may be calling me to just again open my eyes a little wider to the plight and the problems that are going on in the world. And we do have the benefit of so much, but one thing is true is that although we live in a country of, we might say, abundance, the fact is a lot of people in our country are not particularly happy. That in terms of the happiness quotient, it's not as high as you might think it would be with all the things we have. And so it seems to me that much of what you're involved in is really fulfilling what Christ wants us to do to really find that sense of fulfillment and real happiness is in serving others.
Yeah, the joy that you see in the children and everywhere I've been, I've probably done mission trips in maybe 8 or 10 different countries, and the joy in people and the children is just not, it's not like that around here. They literally live in dirt floor houses with nothing, no cars, barely have electricity, and yet they're the happiest kids you'll ever see, and it's just something everybody, I feel like everybody needs to experience one time. It'll give you a whole different perspective, on American life and gratitude and how blessed we are. I remember the going to Mexico. That was my second trip. And just the love, the kids and whatnot. But there was one particular man that we were there to share the gospel. We wrote our testimony out and we got it translated into Spanish and we would pass those out. So I wrote out my testimony. And there was one man from Texas that I was teamed up with one day. And we were just going in all these different shops and whatnot. And this guy shared the gospel with every single person. And he led about half of them to Christ, if not more. And I was wearing contacts at the time. And I remember just bawling, just thinking,
oh, man,
this dude is doing, he's obeying what the Lord wants him to do. And I was reflecting my own life and how infrequently I was sharing the gospel. And that just impacted me, you know. And then doing local, like, you know, southeastern, you know, Georgia, Alabama, where else we've gone, to Tennessee, South Carolina, doing mission trips with young people, doing like construction and repairs in impoverished communities, and showing the love of Jesus in a practical way, and having opportunities to share with the neighbors and even other kids that are on my squad, and doing that for like 21 years and just seeing a lot of impact. And when you get outside of yourself and you go somewhere, especially as young people, if they begin to serve and get a heart to serve, it changes them. You know, I remember John Hamilton from Christian FM sharing one time, he talked about the younger you can get your children, your grandchildren out of the United States, the more it's going to impact their life. You know, he talks about destiny all the time. And it'll change the course of destiny. I remember taking my 11-year-old son, you know, before then I would never thought of taking him to Haiti. But we took Paul, he was like 11 years old, to Haiti. And it's unbelievable how the impact that seeing, oh, Haiti, one more thing, just one day, the missionary we are working with, and I went to Haiti 5 times, and only one time we went to the market where local people share, you know, buy their food, and we walked through this market, and it was the most disgusting thing I've ever experienced, just like meat hanging from the rafters of these little huts kind of thing with flies all over them, and then fish like on the ground, just totally covered in flies, almost to the point where some of them look like fish skeletons, you know, and the smell. And we just walked through there, and I began to think about, this is probably how 2/3 of the world's population, they get their food, you know, in markets similar to this. And that just, that in a way sort of freaked me out. And a couple of the young people, remember, you know, Big James, you know, that comes to our house all the time. He couldn't even eat for like 12 hours after that. He was just so shaken, you know, by this market, and just seeing the hundreds of people just going through, and they're buying, that's where they're buying their meat and stuff. So that's why you need to be careful where you eat, you know, and whatnot.
Right.
You know, when you go on these mission trips, there's certain, a lot of precautions that you need to take. You can't eat street vendor food, and, you know, you need to use wisdom, because our bodies are not accustomed to all the bacteria and stuff that they've been, you know, their body's just grown immune to it. Or God's created us pretty strong.
Well, what do you say to people that might have a fear of some of these places you end up going, where maybe there's a difficult food selection, or how do you kind of prepare people for, you know, maybe some things that they're not used to seeing if they've never been on a missions trip? What are some of the things that we would have to prepare for to go?
Okay. The first answer is basically the whole Christian life. You could boil it down to two words: trust God. You know, that's what it all comes down to.
Right.
Every sermon that you hear, the bottom line is that trust God, you know, and the same with this. But yeah, you have to use discretion. You can't just eat and drink the water that they drink. You know, we drink only bottled water, you know, that kind of thing, or filtered water. You know, we don't eat from places that we know, like the local missionaries know what places are safe and what are not. You know, I wouldn't just go into Haiti and just walk into any old place, and because, you know, my body would be, you know, Montezuma's revenge.
Right.
But, you know, that's why you go in an organization or a church, and you go with people that are on the ground there. They know what's safe, what's not safe, you know, what places to avoid, you know. So I wrote a list of excuses that people may use.
Oh, good. Why don't we talk about that? That might really speak to some people who are listening to us.
All right. So I think probably the number one excuse is I think is fear. You know, we're comfortable where we're at.
Well, I'm feeling that way myself as you're talking to me and I'm listening to you. Since I've never been on a short-term missions, I'm thinking, well, Bob, you know, I kind of have a sensitive stomach. I'm not really sure if this is for me. So, yeah, keep talking.
All right. So, again, that comes down to, you know, trusting God. You know, another thing I've written down is a lot of people in our society and whatever, they've got pets and they've got dogs and, you know, animals they have to take care
of. I can't leave them, Bob. I can't leave them. I mean, what am I going to do? Will I have the person who's visiting at our home take care of all of our pets? I mean, what can we do?
Not everybody has a Dave like you to watch after the farm animals at our house.
Well, but the point is you have commitments. You have family. You leave your family. You leave your pets. And God makes a way.
You can figure it out. Yeah, God will give me a way. Some of you had children, young children. We didn't do that many missions when our children were really young. I think we had a newborn and a two-year-old the first time I went on mission trip. And, of course, my wife didn't go. Another reason people wouldn't go or fearful to go is I don't have the money. You know, I don't have the time off work. I only have so much vacation. You know, the whole money thing is trust God. If he wants you to go on this trip, he will provide. People are really generous, you know, in churches. In the Christian community, if you're going, you know, I've written fundraiser letters. I've just said to people in my church, you know, I'm going to go. God's calling me to go in this.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center providing housing for the working class homeless. Yes, repeat, for the working class homeless. For single men and single women, we are offering financial literacy and strategies along with spiritual discipleship. For more information, please call the Workforce Discipleship Office at 772-207-6925. Again, 772-207-6925. Our staff is waiting to assist you or someone you know.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.